text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Warning: the SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Tibetan Rope to Heaven. Item Number SCP-144. Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-144 requires the presence of only one Foundation observer to monitor and issue updates on the condition of SCP-144. The Tibetan Buddhist monks who maintain the site live in solitude and secrecy. A heavy mist condenses around the small mountain that hosts SCP-144, which itself resides in a small valley between two greater mountains, Mount and the mist is present most of the year, and the thin rope itself is only fairly visible to the human eye within a distance of 3 kilometers. Air travel within a 70-kilometer radius has been restricted with the cooperation of the Chinese government. Description: located in a monastery atop the small Tibetan mountain, SCP-144 is a thin, taut hempen rope, only 1.2 centimeters thick, attached to a ring of jade bound to the floor of an atrium in the temple, known as base camp amongst researchers. The other end of SCP-144 extends straight upwards many kilometers into the sky to a yet-to-be-explored satellite in the geostationary orbit above the Earth at an altitude of about 39 kilometers, over 22 miles away, known as the summit amongst researchers. Several times a year, a monk of the temple ascends the rope several hundred meters in a ritual of spiritual enlightenment. The monks report that to this day, only one person by the name of has ever been killed during the ascension. Throughout the centuries, several climbers have disappeared, yet the monks believe that one day they will return, bringing greater understanding and enlightenment with them. Carbon dating of rope fibers put SCP-144 at over 1,400 years old. Foundation anthropologists believe that the rope and the tradition of climbing it began with the rituals of an ancient, dead religion before Emperor Songtsen Gampo brought Buddhism to Tibet. At that time, it was believed that the rope was several kilometers longer. The attendant monks say that the jade ring was added in the early 9th century by the Ralpakan to keep seasonal winds from picking up the rope and swinging it throughout the countryside. Several times a year, the head monks untie the rope from the loop of jade and reposition the knot. Research has shown that in recent years, the rope has moved skyward at a rate of about 180 centimeters per year and is slightly accelerating at a rate of 1/100 of a centimeter per year squared. With only a few hundred meters of rope left, the monks are unsure of what to do when it reaches the end. Some hope to add length by attaching separate sections of rope to the original, while others believe that new rope won't have the strength of the old. Research has been unable to explain how plant fiber rope has been able to survive 1,400 years and maintain such tensile strength at such extreme temperatures and conditions of the upper atmosphere and space that people are able to climb it, let alone support its own enormous weight against itself, all 39 kilometers worth of rope. If the summit is accelerating away from Earth, its pull on SCP-144 is also unexplained. The summit has only been properly imaged by ground space telescopes, which show the rope of SCP-144 going up and over the edge of a large asteroid-like rock, several hundred meters in width. Satellites have been unable to picture the opposite, dark side of a summit. It has been reasoned that orbiting satellites are designed to image ground space locations or distant space locations at much greater distances than other neighboring orbital satellites. Researchers disagree about why images of a dark side of a summit return blurry and unfocused, rendering the dark side unknown. Addendum number 144-4. Several Class D personnel were offered immediate release if they were to climb to the summit, if possible, and return. While multiple warnings were issued by the monks attending the rope, no resistance was offered. Of the 6 personnel who escaped, 4 returned to the base camp complaining of difficulty breathing and lack of air. 1 slammed into base camp at terminal velocity, presumably after losing his grip from fatigue, and the last has not yet returned. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher get early ad-free episodes. If you would like to support this podcast, please visit scpaudioarchive.github.io/support. You can find us on Discord and also follow us on social media. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents in any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.